portal cavernomatosis and portal cholangiopathy. Regarding a case, a 62-year-old male patient with persistent epigastric pain radiating to the right hypochondrium, associated with hyperthermia, choleria, jaundice, and weight loss for approximately 1 month. He went to a health center where acute cholangitis was diagnosed, and an abdominal ultrasound was performed which revealed dilatation of the intrahepatic bile ducts. Endoscopic retrograde cholangiopancreatography was performed to address the biliary obstruction, however, it was unsuccessful. A brushing and a biopsy of the periampullary region were performed, both negative for malignancy. As an alternative, a transperiatohepatic biliary catheter was placed, which was removed when symptoms improved. The patient's evolution was satisfactory. The patient was referred for an endoscopic ultrasound with a presumptive diagnosis of periampullary tumor. The procedure was performed, ruling out malignancy, and esophageal varices and portal cavernomatosis were described. He was referred to hepatology, where he underwent a liver elastography reporting, CAP 177 dB/m, hepatic 9.7 Pa, splenic 90.7 Pa, being F3. With these results, it is suggested to start treatment with carvedilol. TIPS was indicated, which was performed with satisfactory evolution and reduction of splenic Pa to 19.7. Conclusion: portal cavernomatosis is an entity with few cases reported in the literature. MRI portography is currently the preferred method for its diagnosis. The use of a TIPS as primary therapy for patients with complicated portal cholangiopathy is beneficial in most cases.